Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford, 10:04 in the morning. I'm just going to tell you what I played. Now I'm going to save that last song to talk about with the ladies here because we're kvelling here. Do you know what I mean when I say I'm kvelling?
I do. Right, I'm a quarter Jewish.
Good. Well, that's plenty actually. I started off that set with New Noise from Ephemeral. It's a really cool band from Germany. I like a lot. They have a new record out called The Third Eye. That was Electricity. Love that stuff. I played two from Fire King because I can. I played Blue and then Slow Motion. And I played one from Adam Sherman there too that was from a record like 2 years ago called Time Will Tell. And the reason I played those two is because those guys are playing like together at the Tavern at the End of the Green Tavern at the End of the World. You try to say it. Sunday night, 5 to 7. Can't find a more talented group of people, nicer group of people that are playing together. And Anthony Kaczynski will be there too playing solo.
He's amazing too.
So we were just kvelling over that last Time Will Tell because it's just, you know, people don't get to, you think everybody hears what's out there, but they don't. And Adam can sing.
Adam sounded so incredible. And one of the hardest things about just being an artist is that you have to make a choice sometimes between working and going out and supporting all these other amazing artists. And so I always am like, for somebody as great as Adam Sherman and such a good songwriter, like, I hope he just gets this amazing audience that can hear and
I hope
that his songs get out into the world.
Just wonder, really. That's Linda Viennes, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Love you, Linda. So glad
love
you're here.
You,
thank you for coming. And Katie Dobbins, hi there.
Hey.
Boy,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You guys are such nice people for coming out in this cold and early. I really appreciate it. But you have a lot of stuff going on. You know, and you guys are going to talk about how you know each other, but you didn't. Let's just tell the story because, wait a second, let me just set this up. I want to play a little bit of audio here, and then we'll come back and explain ourselves.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, so that was last June, like June 30 or something, just before the 4th of July, and you guys and Carissa Johnson, right, were here, as well as Emily Grogan, and you guys had never met each other before that.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Kate.
Yeah, no, it was such an awesome day. We were all invited here separately, I think. And I think a couple of you might have known each other, but I didn't know any of these women. And I just came to sing on this radio station. I got to meet these lovely ladies, and we just had a blast. And it was so much fun. So now we're going to do a show together.
I know. Now you're going to be playing at the Barn together on the same stage. What an amazing thing to do. It's going to be Tuesday the 28th, a week from Tuesday, at the back room of the Barn at 5 o'clock, right?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Yeah. That's what I meant to say. I don't know. I'm getting old. I do things earlier.
We were just talking about liking to do early shows. And but no, kudos to Katie for recognizing an opportunity and throwing it out there, because she does a lot for herself and with the local clubs and booking and friends and supports other artists. And so she reached out right after that show. We actually had this on the calendar for like
that's
6 months
happened.
Or something.
Yeah.
It's so great.
And we should mention too that, Katie, you have that residency last Tuesday of each month.
Yeah.
And that's what this is going to be.
Yeah. So it's been really fun. And it's in the round style. So the four of us will be on stage together. It's just provides a really cool opportunity for us to have some like banter back and forth on stage and really talk about our songwriting and the creative process. And I just love these shows.
Yeah, it's very cool with the four of you too, because you guys just stretch over time, if that makes sense. So there's probably so much, what's the word? That comes in. This, I made up a word, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think that's really true. I think that's what was so moving for me too, to hang out with Carissa and Katie for the first time. And Emily Grogan and I had a band called Angeline, which has some beautiful songs on a record called Powdered Pearls. So we go way back, but I didn't even know she was here that day. And then we ended up playing a couple of Angeline songs and being on the radio together. But I just felt so honored to witness these new young generations coming up and continuing to work hard and pursue their art and their careers. It's very moving. And then to be included as like the oldster, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool.
Yeah, and I have to see, you know, Katie as the newster, just going off of that. You know, Katie, we didn't know you beforehand, and I know this is going to be, but it's true. I mean, when you were playing here for the first time, my WMFO colleague Mike was outside and listening to you start to play. And remember, he came in and he said, I thought you were playing a CD. That sounded like a CD. Just perfect. It was just, so you just have a beautiful voice, and I'm so happy that we know you.
Thank you so much. You guys are so nice. I feel like you guys are like my family now. Like every time
we
come
we
in,
do
you,
too.
You just welcome me with open arms, and you do that with all the artists. And we're just so lucky to have guys like you in this community.
I'll tell you, if we're not promoting local music, we're not doing our job. What's the point then?
And also, you're helping the wider world hear the music out of Boston, but helping us all know each other. Like for me to hear that Adam Sherman song,
I know.
Like, what? How do I not even understand how great this artist is?
It makes us so happy that really the reason that this show is even taking place is because of that Boston Women Rock kind of show that we did.
Exactly right. Of course.
We'll definitely be giving you some shout-outs.
Oh, many shout-outs. And thank you, to Katie's point, for all you do.
It's so totally our pleasure. So, Katie, given the snowstorm tonight, and you're probably going to have a house concert tonight.
Yes.
How do house concerts differ from, you know, playing with a couple of other artists in the round? I mean, is it just you on guitar just playing some stuff? Or?
Yeah, so tonight I'm having a house concert in Arlington, and it'll just be me, my guitar, my piano. And it's pretty intimate, you know, you're just chilling on a couch, my friends cooking some good, yummy food, and there's time to just kind of hang out with everyone before the, you know, show. I put that in air quotes because it's like so casual starts, and then I'll play music for about an hour. And it's actually, I'm going to be talking a lot about my faith tonight, which I don't do that often in a concert setting. And then I'm going to open up the mic after for anyone who wants to share something of their own. So it should be fun. Hopefully the snow won't be too bad.
You never know now with the weather. But we also should say that we haven't mentioned where this is happening, except it's in Arlington. How can people find out this double top secret location?
Yeah, so if you want an in, you can shoot me a super secret message at katiedobbinsmusic@gmail.com, or if you message me on Instagram or Facebook at Katie Dobbins Music, I'll get right back to you with an address.
All right, very, very cool. Before we play some of you guys' music, I want to talk about Linda's band, Kingdom of Love, because you guys have been around for a while, and we played some stuff last summer, but you have something brand new that we're not even supposed to play, but we're going to anyway.
Yes, my partner in Kingdom of Love, Richard Lamphere, he'll be excited and surprised. But okay. Yes, no, we are officially releasing this on February 1st on Bandcamp, SoundCloud, Spotify, etc. We did make a video to go with the song, and that's going to be released as well. And shout out to Christina Carrer, a great local filmmaker who helped us make the video, mm-hmm. shot and edited it. And so, yeah, we're not a live act right now, but we continue to work real hard in the studio and just release stuff, and we'll see what happens next.
What made you decide to do a video, or do you do that by rote?
No, we felt there was a lot of kind of cultural depth maybe to this song. It's about kind of a serious subject, which is mental health struggles. But it's also a song for my daughter Ruby, and mm-hmm. It just felt fitting to she is actually the star in the video, and it felt fitting to, she acts though, she's not being herself supposedly, but that a visual would just bring home the story maybe a little bit.
Now, I think I remember, correct me if I'm wrong, she's an artist in her own right, correct?
Yes, she is. Yes. She is. She's 21 now. She's doing good. She's making a lot of beautiful art and
singing
some songs and working, and yeah, she's great. Thank
you.
All
right. So, Johnny Barash is also integral in Kingdom of Love. How did this song come about? Is it just something that you've been planning a while? Who wrote it? How did it happen?
Richard and I wrote it, and then we recorded it, and Johnny, he is our drummer and our comrade in arms, and he he played drums, and you know, we finally mixed it, and then in the fall we shot the video.
Cool. And Katie, I've picked a couple of beautiful tracks from the two records that we have. There's one that I told you when I saw you at the bar in a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. You know, the Jeep song has always been my favorite, but I love There's a Light.
Thank you.
I want to play that, and I want to play Beautiful. Tell us a little bit about those before we spin them.
Yeah, so Beautiful is from my first record called She Is Free, and that's actually a song I wrote in high school about my first love.
So it was just like last year.
Right, yeah. And I wish.
Yeah.
I wrote that about my first love, and then didn't record it until, like, you know, I don't know, 10 years later. Not 10 years later, maybe 7. I don't know. Time is just
me too.
Made
I can't
up.
Do
I can't
time.
Remember.
I can't do that.
And then There's a Light is, I just released it. Actually, I think I released it as a single about a year ago this month. And then it came out with my record, There Is Light, in April. But yeah, that's just a song about the light that's inside all of us, and really just being vulnerable and free to share that, whatever that means for you, like if it's something that you're passionate about or if it's love or whatever, just not being afraid to like show the world who you are. And so it came out really beautiful in the recording. I think I recorded it with Sean McLaughlin at 37 Foot Productions, and we kind of put a little bit of a gospel-ish twist on it, you know, with some of the harmonies and stuff, and so I'm really excited about it.
All right, cool. Why don't we spin those four tracks from you guys, and then we'll come back and we'll do something.
Great.
All right, this is WMFO in Medford.
Doesn't know sad little girl feels so alone. I wish there was a way to make her Anything goes. She's looking for something that'll make her feel warm. Take it.
Can you?
But not everybody's time. Maybe it's not always right. Maybe you're stubborn as hell. I'll be damned if I change anything about you. Cause when you tell me I'm beautiful, baby, it's the sweetest thing I've heard. And your eyes, they light up like the stars in the sky. And it's then that I know it's heaven on earth when I'm in your arms. Maybe not around all that much. I find myself missing your touch. Maybe it's worth it if I get to see one smile on your face. Cause when you tell me I'm beautiful, baby, it's the sweetest thing I've heard. And your eyes, I know it's heaven on earth when I'm in your arms. Maybe we make some mistakes every single day, but I wouldn't dream of living any other way. I'll always love you. I wanna tell you you're beautiful, baby. I want you to hear those words. When I'm lying with you neath the stars in the sky, that is all I know. You're beautiful.
WMFO Medford, we are back. Mike and another Mike came in. Mike Stewart.
Yes, that's right. That is correct.
We should talk into the microphone so that we can hear you.
This is a mic.
It's a radio
you
professional.
You talked into by a mic.
Yeah, and Linda Viennes and Katie Dobbins are here. Hi.
Hi.
We just heard things from you, and let's just talk about that before we do anything. We started off with that new Kingdom of Love release called Here For You. And that was you on lead vocals and Johnny on drums. And who else is in the band?
And Richard Lamphere, all on bass and guitars and samples and me on acoustic guitar. And, he does an amazing job at his home studio. He's so talented and so knowledgeable. So I'm very lucky. Like, I would like violin on that, please. I don't have to pay anyone.
Do you get a violinist to come in?
No. But that's one of the poignant aspects of the DIY culture. The beauty is we can afford as artists to get our work into the world, but then, you know, you're not paying other artists always to, I mean, sometimes certainly we have, but to come in and play and do what they do, but everyone figures it out.
That gets all recorded and mastered right in his studio.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Beautiful, beautiful track.
Thank you.
We really all enjoyed it very much.
Thanks so much.
From the Ghost CD, Kingdom of Love, again, we are two souls.
Two souls, yeah. More upbeat, dancey. It is. We are partial to dance beats. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, you mentioned something that I didn't really know. I thought it was true, but you said that you're not a performing band at the moment. I'm upset at you for that. I think that you really need to. And we were talking about that while the music was playing about the Whistle Stop tour that's going on now, and that you should do something like that.
Thank you.
So that people can see you.
Thank you so much.
I mean, you're out there. I mean, because
I joined
Randy Black the other day. I mean, so you do stuff, but
yeah, and he's an amazing vocal songwriter, incredibly talented guy who I've known since we were like 19 years old. Because I met him at the In Square Men's Bar in his all black outfit, looking very sullen.
well, that's Randy.
Who's the times? No, but it was a punk rock. But I've been singing backup vocals with him, which is really fun. He's been doing a residency at the Plow every third Wednesday of the month from 6 to 8 mm-hmm. with a great band, Larry Dersch, Matt Grunberg, and George Hall is playing guitar as well. Hmm. Fun.
And then we had the pleasure of hearing from Katie Dobbins, one from each one of her records that we have, from There Is Light, that was There's a Light.
Yeah.
And yeah, and light is always a theme with you, which is a beautiful thing. And then after that, we heard from She Is Free, we had a song called Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I was just blushing the whole time because you guys were being so nice.
Well, that leads me to the question. I mean, you know, we're sitting in the studio and I've mentioned the JBL speakers that we have here. The sound in here is spectacular. Yeah. What is it like being an artist, especially when you're here with somebody else and you get to, what is it like sitting here listening to yourself, hearing us talk about you, like here? What is that like?
It's really fun.
Yeah.
Because it's both a little awkward and also really fun. It's a little awkward because you have that moment of like, you're like, oh my gosh, this is me. Like,
well, I don't want it to be awkward.
We're all sitting here listening to me. But then it's also just really fun because I make music that I like. Mm. You know, I hope others do. The songs that I put out and I hope others do. And so while as a musician, you have a little bit of like this, like, I don't know how to describe it, almost self-conscious, like, fear of it. Like, you also hopefully love what you're doing. And mm-hmm. so when you listen to it, when I listen to my music, I genuinely am excited because I like it. and I'm so it's very fun to see other people like it, too. And other people, like, bobbing their heads and, you know, telling you what they're getting out of it and what they hear. That's, like, really, really cool.
What was your first experience when you first heard yourself on the radio? Because I knew what my experience was. What was yours?
When I'm trying to remember when I first heard myself on the radio.
I put this out to both of you.
I think I just thought it was really cool. Like I think it was, but I think it was a little bit surreal.
Yeah.
Like I think everyone around me was like, "Oh my gosh, you're on the radio! Mm-hmm. Like this is your song. This is so cool." And I remember just being like, "Yeah, it's cool," but like this weird, almost like out of body. I don't know. Does that resonate?
Yeah,
because you would dream about that happening.
Right.
Well, it happens. And, yeah.
You're sharing the airwaves with the Beatles, the Stones, Joan Baez, all our heroes. I had just left my friend Billy Borgioli off in the South End. I'm getting on the expressway, and this song's playing. I go, wow, this sounds really familiar. And it's playing and playing. I go, wait a minute. That's my band. It's really weird. It hits you weirdly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like that for you too, Linda?
Yes, and I was really identifying with what Katie was saying about this dance between these emotions of being self-conscious in front of your peers whom you respect. Is it good? Is it going to hold up? I mean, can it be played alongside Katie Dobbins and mm-hmm. Mick Jagger or whoever? So I think, but then when you just let yourself relax, to Katie's point about I made this out of love and I am going to just sit here and enjoy it. And if they're enjoying it, it's just like there's nothing more rewarding in the world.
Yeah.
Do you feel like a kind of like a warmth or embrace when you're being played in the music community that you're involved in? Like you
were
saying about
Katie's
music a few minutes ago. Oh my gosh.
No, this is the safe zone. I can't all life be like this bubble, love bubble right here. Yeah. I mean, everyone's kind, respectful, supportive. Both you guys just constantly trying to tell us and advise us and help us be exposed as artists and have people hear us. And so it's very safe. And
it's the audio womb.
Yeah, it's our rock and roll songwriter womb. But I also just want to make a comment about Katie's music because I really understand now that it is medicine, that it literally is a healing force. So I look forward to hearing what you were going to talk about.
It's so very true.
You were going to say something about faith. Is this a good time?
I can say something about faith. Well, I'm having a house concert tonight and I'm going to talk about, let's just go a little bit deeper into how my faith impacts my creative process. And so there are definitely threads of God, you know, and my faith woven through a lot of my music, if not all of it. And, you know, what I love about music is that it can speak to people in different ways. So a song like There Is Light, or There's a Light, which for me is like very much about my faith, might speak to someone else that way, or it might resonate with them about, you know, whatever they feel like is their own light in their life at that time. And so mm-hmm. I think it's really cool that you can create something from such a personal space and then connect with so many people you know, it doesn't need to be me, like, you know, preaching my message of how God has worked in my life all the time. It can just be me creating something, like you said, out of the love in my own heart, and then having the joy and seeing how it does impact or wash over other people in whatever way they needed it at the time. And so I just think that whole process is so beautiful and so fun.
Mm-hmm. And I'd have to say that when I met you, I didn't know, but I know now about how important faith is to you. So I didn't think of it that way when I first heard it. So you're absolutely right. I mean, for me, it had a totally different meaning, but I get it. I get what you mean. And you also don't force feed that through the song, which is genius, the way that you do it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Also, you know, being on this side of the mic, I always like to thank the artist. Because I'm on the other side myself, and I want to thank both you and all four of you for putting out really great, beautiful music and being very nice people, and that's a very big plus in the music industry. Thank you very much.
Oh my gosh,
thank you.
That's so humbling. Thank you.
And okay. I want to say,
Michael Stewart,
to you, Linda, too. In terms of like music being medicine, I felt that way about the first song of yours, the unreleased track that we played, and I was telling you off air. Just how beautiful the message is and how it's about something so serious, but that driving beat of like, you got to keep moving forward, you got to keep going, and that your music really does that. Like, it has that push where it's like, hey, I'm talking about this really serious thing, but I'm also moving you forward in the process, which I love. And so I reciprocate what Mike just said, and thank you all for just being wonderful humans.
I'm not crying.
Same.
Crying.
I know. Crying face emojis for days.
I see acoustic guitars over there. Is something going to happen with those?
Well, Katie brought hers, but I think we're just going to...
I didn't know what we were doing, you know?
Yeah. So nobody does, no. Ever.
Yeah. Oh, but you had some other local songs, too, you want to play?
Well, I can do that, but I also want to just tell everybody where you're playing. These two, Linda and Katie, joined by Carissa Johnson and Emily Grogan, are going to share the same stage together a week from Tuesday, January 28th, at the Back Room in the Barn. Very exciting. And what's the name of the link that you go to buy those tickets? I forget. Something...
Everbright or something?
It's on the Burns website.
Yeah, it's on the Burns website.
It's also on my website and probably all of our websites. But yeah, if you just go to the Burn...
It's really easy to buy. Yes. And you definitely should buy tickets in advance because it's usually standing room only. And getting a seat at those little tables there is a good thing to do.
Yeah.
So absolutely go to the Barn website a week from Tuesday. These four ladies will be there. And Katie, hopefully your house concert is going to take place tonight.
Yes.
At the Double Top Secret Arlington location.
Yes.
And people should PM you to get the location as to where that is.
Yep. You can email me, reach out to me on Facebook, and I'll give you the secret address.
What's next for you guys? Any new recordings going on? I know that Kingdom of Love just did a new one, obviously, but anything that we should know about as I flail my arms?
Or maybe a collaboration?
Something.
As I mentioned, we're going to release the song officially and the video on February 1st. And that has some spiritual significance in my spirituality, which is more pagan oriented, and that is known as Candlemas, which was Saint Bridget of Ireland, is when she initiated young maidens. So the song is dedicated to my daughter, so we figured the holiday of the maidens would be appropriate. And then just working, recording, singing. So how about you, Katie? Thank you.
Been doing some songwriting as always, and I have some trips coming up. I'm going to go to Nashville a couple times. Yay. Coming up this year, so I got some shows down there, which will be really fun. Continuing with the residency at the Burren last Tuesday of the month, and hopefully recording soon. I don't have any specific plans, but I have thoughts. So everything starts with an idea, right? So
I can see a thought bubble
totally.
Above your head.
Yeah, yeah, good.
All right. Well, everybody, you can get this music. It's Katie Dobbins, Dobbins. Everywhere fine music is sold. Linda Viennes, Linda in Viennes, and Kingdom of Love is your band. And of course, Carissa Johnson. She's playing around everywhere, you know, and Emily Grogan as well. You guys will be at the bar, and don't miss that show. And I want to thank you. very much for coming in.
Thank you so much. What a great experience and a great morning.
Really appreciate it.
Thank
so, yeah,
you.
I do want to play, since we were cavelling all over Adam Sherman's voice, he's with Billy Connor's project now, and they've got a new single out. And right on the other side of this PSA, we're going to play that. So thank you.
Thanks.
So much.
You guys
really,
are the
really
best.
Appreciate it.
Stay warm,
all right.
Everyone.
You're listening to WMFO, everybody.
Your kids are going for a bike ride, you make sure they wear a helmet. They insist on skateboarding, add knee pads and elbow pads too. Swimming in the pool, water wings, goggles, earplugs. If we could pack our kids in bubble wrap, we'd do it. Because we love them and we want to protect them. This is Lisa Edelstein with some very important news. Now there's an easy way to protect your kids three times a day. Choose healthy foods. Research has shown that a vegetarian diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and whole grains can help protect our kids against obesity. It can even help keep them from developing heart disease or cancer when they grow up. My friends at the Cancer Project are just waiting to hear from you so they can send you important information on how to protect your children from the inside out. Just log on to cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project.
I'm listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
There's nothing I can do to prove that I've been true to you. You got it in your mind. Double time. What else can I say? You made it clear that I can't stay. Hate me if you want to. You never loved me anyway. Where did I go wrong? I seen it coming for so long. Now it's time for us to move on. And here we are today. We got nothing left to say. Hate me if you want to. You never loved me anyway.
Listening to WMFO Bedford.